2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, we have some open lines, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
This is Jim in Rhode Island, who has a question about vines and a question about trimming flowers.
Okay, Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jim.
All right.
Nice and clear.
Okay, I have a question for a friend. She has a wisteria vine, and it hasn't flowered in a couple of years. She cuts it back in the fall. And my other question is on coneflowers that I have that grow long and leggy this time of year. They're 3 or 4 feet tall. Can I cut them shorter in the springtime for next year and keep them a little shorter and bushier? Would that? Can you do that?
What you can do is you can pinch them back a little bit. And when they're up about 6 to 8 inches tall, if you can pinch them back, that will control the overall size of the plant. Coneflowers are a plant that does not need a lot of fertilizer. And if you do overfeed them, then they will get taller than they normally would. The average height of a coneflower is 24 to 30 inches. But this year, the weather was so nice and started so early that they got a lot bigger. They're also fuller. But your best bet with any perennial to control the size is to feed them in the spring as they emerge from the ground with a granular fertilizer that will slowly feed the plant every time it rains. Something like Plant Tone is very good. There's Perennial Tone. There's a lot of good slow-release organics. If you're using something like Miracle-Gro, which is a good fertilizer, but if you're using it every 2 weeks on perennials, they will get taller, and you won't get as much density. You'll get beautiful flowers, but the plant will get tall because it's water-soluble, and that's what any of the liquid fertilizers. They're designed so that the plant absorbs them, and it responds quickly. So it's like almost surge growth. But in some things, you want it to do that, like tomatoes and vegetables. You want a response quickly. You don't want something slow-acting. You want results now. Tell her that if she prunes her wisteria in the fall, she's taking all the flower buds off the plant. Wisteria, like all of our shrubs and trees, are making the flower buds on the plant during June, July, August, and September on the tips of the branches. And if you want to give her some idea, tell her to look at her rhododendrons. Her rhododendrons right now have got the big fat buds the size of your thumb on the ends of the branches. So if you prune your rhododendrons now, you're going to remove all the buds. The same thing with a dogwood. They make the buds on the ends of the new growth that was made this year. So by pruning the plant back, you're taking all the buds off. So tell her the time to do the pruning is after the flowers go by on the plant. Same thing with magnolias, flowering crabs, flowering cherries, anything that blooms, you prune after the flowering period. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from New Hampshire. John from New Hampshire has a question about splitting hostas.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I want to split a couple hosta. They're growing at the base of birch trees, so I'm concerned about the roots from the birch trees being in the way, and I'm just wondering how careful or fancy I have to be, whether I need to cut back the leaves that are on hostas, just what the best way to go about doing it. And then I have a question about transplanting hydrangea, too.
Okay, what's your question on hydrangea?
Well, when should it be done?
Okay, the best time to move move hydrangeas would be in the spring of the year when the plant is dormant.
Okay.
Hydrangeas right now, most of New England, we're very dry. And they're under stress. And if you look at the plant, the leaf should be dark green. It should be very rigid and shiny. If you look at your hydrangea, the leaves are pale green. They have no shine to them. And probably even a little bit of wilting. And if you try and dig a plant in that growing condition, and we have a winter without snow cover, you could lose the plant. You will probably lose the flower anyway. But wait until March. As soon as the frost is out of the ground, March, April, dig up the plant, relocate it any place that you want, and you don't have to worry about winter kill or not being able to establish its roots before the ground freezes. On your hosta. Hosta is really a weed. So you want to be concerned about the birch tree more than the hosta. As soon as you notice that the hostas are beginning to have a little bit of yellow on the foliage, that's a sign that it's getting ready to go dormant. And you can dig them. Traditionally, nurseries, garden centers that grow their own perennials, they'll be receiving bare root plants during the month of September. And daylilies, hosta, peonies, and irises are dug at that point. You dig them up, you can pull them apart, cut them into segments. And in your case, if it's a young tree growing really, really close, your best bet would be don't take a shovel. Take a trowel, which is going to make a lot less damage to the roots of the birch than to take a big blade shovel and cut into it. And just dig into the ground, try and see if you can pry it up with the trowel, and then try and pull it rather than to cut all of the roots around it. And they should come up pretty easy. Once you get them up, you want to try and make a clump that contains three plants per clump. You can plant just one little piece of your hosta, and it will eventually come. But if you can put three individual plants together, and it's easy to tell, then they're going to do a lot better. And you'll get some size in the spring a lot faster. The other thing that you want to do, dig them up, divide them, and then condition the soil with compost and manure and things like that. Then you want to cut the hosta foliage in half. So you want to remove half, and some, if it's a real big, big leaf variety, remove 3/4 of the foliage. That way there's less stress on the roots, and the plants can do a lot better. They can get established a lot quicker, and because there's less foliage surface that will lose moisture because the roots have been cut. Okay? So, and like if you're dividing the daylilies, you're going to remove half of the foliage of the plant that you are transplanting. If you're growing, if you're going to dig some iris, you're going to remove half of the foliage. And you cut your iris in the shape of a teepee. And you want to make that teepee about, 9-10 inches high at the most. And just cut it in that pyramidal shape so that you remove at least half the foliage. And that way they can adjust a lot faster. Thank you, John. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Star from Vermont, who has a question about transplanting.
Okay, Star, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Garden Club.
How are
morning.
You today?
Good, and yourself?
Great, except it's raining, and you know, we haven't had much rain, so we've gotten really spoiled.
Star, we're coming up on a break. I'm sorry. Why don't you hold on, and we'll come right back to you with your questions, and we'll get you motivated to get out in the garden, maybe even put on a raincoat and get out there and enjoy the rainfall.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. You give us a call, we'll work together, and we'll have a great gardening season. We're talking with Star. Star, good morning.
Good morning. My question's about oriental lilies. I have some. They've obviously all gone by now, because we were 2 weeks ahead here, pretty much. And I want to know if it's okay if I transplant them to another location at this time, or should I wait till the spring?
Has the foliage begun to turn brown, or is it still green?
Nope. It's getting to the point where it's starting to die down.
Okay, then dig them up.
Okay.
Now, the thing that you're going to have to be careful with this, Star, is this. Lilies are very different than any other plant, because when you plant that bulb, the bulb makes roots underneath the bulb, like every other bulb does. When the stem grows out of the ground, it makes a second root system on that stem that comes out of the bulb until it reaches the surface. So there's a root system below the bulb and one above it. So be careful when you dig it, and then allow that root system to dry out before you cut it, or dig it up and then instantly put it in this new location and plant it at the same depth. Don't put it deeper. Don't put it shallower. Try and get it at the same depth and put some compost in the hole. If you can take good care of lilies, especially orientals, the orientals, if they are well cared for, on the third year that they are in the ground, the bulb will split and make two bulbs. And that means two flowers, stalks, instead of one coming out of every single bulb. What was your second question, Star?
I took your advice this year, and I used Biotone on all of my plants, and I was, amazed. Should I do it again now in the fall on everything, or should I just do it in the spring?
I think if you did it just in the spring, it would be enough.
Okay.
Because you've done it, you've seen what it does.
Yep.
And the ground's getting cold, some of the plants are getting ready to go dormant, and I really don't think you need to do it twice. I use the Biotone when I transplant. So for this lily that you're going to move, definitely use it in there if you're going to be doing any planting of new shrubbery. then you would use it. But okay. If you've already done it in the spring, once a year is plenty.
So
terrific.
Much.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Star. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. And just want to talk to you a little bit about a trip that we have planned to go to Ireland May 13th through the 22nd of next year. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, when a page comes up on the left, it will say trips. And if you click on that, you'll see all the information about this. We're going to 10 different gardens. Think about this. The middle of May, what your yard looks like. Everything's green. All the trees are in bloom. The bulbs are out. Your early perennials are in bloom. It is going to be fabulous. These are 10 unbelievable gardens. And when you look at the description on the website, you can click on each of the individual gardens to go to their website. And you can see what they look like. We start in Shannon. We end up in Dublin. We have three wonderful hotels we're staying at. There's some meals included. And it's just a great way to begin the spring. You're going to come back from there so full of ideas. Your neighbors won't believe what your yard looks like. So take a look at it. It's really, really interesting. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Emily from Rhode Island, who has a question about a gladiola bulb.
Emily, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul Parent.
Good morning.
I need to know when to take in my gladiola bulbs.
Okay. On your glads, wait till we've had a frost and the leaves are beginning to turn yellow and brown. Pull them out of the ground, and you're going to have a surprise because there's going to be two of them. The one on the bottom is the one that you planted, and you're going to throw the bottom one away, cut off the foliage, keep the second bulb, the one that was on the top, in your basement for the winter.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Mold Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's wet and...
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free! Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free! Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Highfield Hall in Falmouth. We'd love to see you. There's all kinds of activities going on today. A zucchini cook-off, give you all kinds of ideas on what do you do with zucchini, because right now they're coming like crazy. All kinds of activities for kids, demonstrations on flower arrangements, tours of the property, how to build planters, and all kinds of food vendors. It's a great time. We're getting a little bit of a miss right now, but it's really not doing anything. So, you know, come on down. There's a lot of tents. There's a lot of place undercover, and you can have a wonderful time. And the proceeds will help in the rebuilding of this wonderful building and the gardens on the property. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Amber from Chester, New Hampshire, who has a question about an azalea.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Amber.
Yes, hi. I have a very established azalea, and right now I go out there and it's breaking my heart here. It's turning all bronze, and underneath the leaves are a bunch of little tiny black and kind of copper-looking specks. And it's throughout the entire plant, and it's starting to look a little bare.
Okay. Now, is this one of the varieties of azaleas that retains its leaves during the winter, or that they normally come off?
They come off.
Okay. Then don't worry about it. Okay? If it was a plant that stayed evergreen, then it would be concerned. But because the leaves all fall from the plant, what you want to do, as soon as they come off, is to rake around the plant, and get rid of all those leaves. The black spots that you have on there contain spores, which are seeds for disease. And if you allow those spores to fall on the ground with a leaf, sit there all winter, when the weather gets nice in the spring, those spores are going to germinate, they're going to wake up, they're going to become airborne, and like a little hot air balloon, will float from the ground and attack the brand new leaves. So, knowing this, spring, fall cleaning, good raking, get all the leaves out, get rid of them, and that way next year you start off on a very positive note. We've had a summer with a lot of humidity, a lot of heat, very little moisture, and that humidity has created fungus diseases on all kinds of things. So as long as you clean the plant well, you shouldn't have any problem for next year. If you want to help the plant now, if you have any Holly Tone organic fertilizer, put a handful or two around it. Scratch it into the ground, into the soil, and when it rains, the fertilizer will be dissolved slowly with the moisture, and the plant can take it in to help get some of the energy that it was not able to get from the leaves because they were spotted. Green makes energy. Yellow and brown does not. So if you can feed them, you'll replace the energy that the leaf should have made for the plant. So you give that a try, but don't panic. Everything is fine. Dawn, who's next?
This is Helen from Plymouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about lawn, or her lawn, and a question about birdseed.
Okay. Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have three questions for you. One on my clematis. It's half dead, halfway up. It's pretty ugly. Can I cut that back now?
Are there still leaves on the top half?
Yes. The top half
okay,
is still green.
If you cut it now, all the energy that's in those leaves will never get back into the roots for the winter. So that means you're going to start off the spring next year with a stressed out plant. So wait until you've had a frost, the leaves start to fall, then you can cut it back, or you can wait until spring, and in the spring, you can actually cut it back to about a foot.
All right, I'll leave it alone then.
Okay.
My next question, I want to overseed my lawn next month, and I wanted to know what I could use now to kill the weeds, that something that won't hurt the bees or the birds.
Okay. If you use a weed killer now, you won't be able to seed. So for the most part, don't worry about the weeds because most of the weeds will be killed with the first frost. And if you were to use a broadleaf weed killer or a crabgrass killer now, that product will be in the ground and it knows that seeds are bad and it will kill the seeds. And that means that all your hard work will be for nothing. So don't worry about the weeds. Get your ground ready. And if you're trying to thicken a lawn, you can rent a tool called a seed slicer. And it looks like a big lawnmower, but instead of the blade spinning horizontally, it's a series of small blades that will cut grooves in your lawn. And seed will fall into this groove so that it's in direct contact with soil. And that works wonderful. That's the way that I would do it. The days of scratching the ground with a rake and all this kind of stuff is too much work. Get a seed slicer. It's much easier and it does a much, much better job. Now, what was your third question, Helen?
I want to locate a bird feeder, but I remember you saying something a while back about something to the effect that nothing will grow under it.
Well, it depends. Yeah, some of the sunflowers, when you get a buildup of the hulls, are toxic. and it produces a chemical reaction in the ground and immediately around the bird feeder, where you get a buildup of these shells during the fall, the winter, and the early spring. These toxins do something to the soil, and it's difficult to get plants to grow there. So if you want to avoid that, then what you should do is you can buy seed blends of shellless sunflowers, for example. But it's the sunflower seed that's more toxic. So if you buy thistle feeder, no problem. If you buy a finch mix, is all small seeds, and they're not going to be toxic to the ground. So stick with that. And on your clematis, when I was in Chicago, I met a man named Tom Donahue. And Tom Donahue lives in Minnesota. And he is the largest clematis grower in the United States. And I've asked him if he would come on my show in the fall and spring to talk to you about clematis. He agreed. And I'm going to be talking to him in the middle of the week and see when we can get him scheduled to tell you what to do with the clematis during the fall season. But for now, leave it alone, because the green leaves are making energy that is pushed into the ground, into the roots, to make them better and stronger for next year. But I'll tell you what's going to happen next week when we can get him scheduled to do, because he's busy going to trade shows and things like that. But that's all he does. He grows over 100 different varieties of clematis. But we'll get him on. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Don a call. We'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to have a wonderful, wonderful season. You know, summer's almost over. A lot to do. So if you have questions, give us a call. And if you live on the Cape, come on by and see me. I'm in Falmouth at Highfield Hall. It's right off of Route 28 on Highfield Road, like if you're headed towards the boat to go to the vineyard. It's right near that area. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Bring the family. There's all kinds of activities for everybody. Don, who's next?
This is Diane from New Hampshire, who has a question about a butterfly bush.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hi. I have a question about a butterfly bush that's almost 10 feet tall and got quite large and beautiful, but it's right next to my house, and I'm wondering about splitting it or digging it up and moving it, and I don't know when to do that. I know I cut it down about, take about two-thirds off in the spring, but I don't know if that, or even how to do it, how to split it.
Yeah. It's not a plant that you can divide. Butterfly bush is a single stem or a multiple stem plant, and it's not something that you can take a pitchfork and pull it apart and make two plants. If you're going to move it, wait until the spring while it's dormant. Butterfly bushes do not like to be moved around too much, and you could take that, you know, 6, 7, 8 foot tall butterfly bush, and in April, cut it back to like 3 feet, and it will come right back. Butterfly bush, if they like it where they are, can get up to be 10 foot. So you have to decide on the height of the plant by pruning and taking care of it. But if you want to move it, the best time to move it is before the leaves come out. So that's going to be during late March, early April. And try and move it when you've had a good rain so that the soil is like muddy and the root ball will stay together. Especially if you live like on Cape Cod where your soils are traditionally sandy. If you try and dig it and your soil is sandy, it's going to fall apart and it won't move as easily, and you'll have a lot of stress. But do it when it's dormant in the spring, no problems at all. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, we have Barbara, who has a question about poison ivy.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. First, I want to thank you for all of your advice through the summer. We had the most successful vegetable garden we've ever had due to what you have shared with us over the radio, so thank you.
Great.
And then my question is, I have an established flower garden. It has oriental lilies in it. I have iris. In the springtime, it has all of my tulips and daffodils. This year, it is getting overrun with poison ivy, and I don't know what to do, or will I have to take my garden apart, take care of the poison ivy, and then reestablish it somewhere?
No, you don't. What I want you to do is this. I want you to buy some Roundup, okay, and mix it up into a container, like a tin can. And I want you to take a paintbrush and paint the leaves of the poison ivy with the paintbrush. And probably the best thing for you to do is to take a yardstick, tape the handle of the paintbrush to the end of a yardstick, a 1-inch wide paintbrush. Dip this really, really long handle paintbrush into your container of Roundup and paint the foliage. If you use aerosol, you're going to kill everything in there. So apply it directly to the poison ivy, and now is the best time.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks, as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, broadcasting live today, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock. We are at Highfield Hall in Falmouth. It's a wonderful building that's being restored, and a great family festival program today with me being here until 2. They're having a zucchini cook-off, all kinds of activities for the kids, flower arranging demonstration, potted fall plant demonstration, tours of the site, and all kinds of food vendors, and the Orchid Society is here, the Hydrangea Society is here. So if you want to get some gardening information, this is the place. Come on by. We'll have a great time. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Chet from New Hampshire, who has a question about Milorganite.
Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Chet.
Trees I planted in spring, and of course I put in some, that is a Miracle-Gro organic soil when I planted them. But my question is with this here, Milorganite, what's the best way and how to use that? Do I mix it with that soil or can I just put it on top near the trees?
Or you is can this put not it right, the time to right. Oh no, Milorganite is the United States' first organic fertilizer. It's the first fertilizer that was sold to the homeowners that was totally organic and it will not burn. And what you use is one handful of Milorganite per 3 feet of height or spread. If it's a shrub, if it's a tree, you're using 1 pound for every inch diameter of the tree. So if it's a tree, put a yard stick up against it and say, oh, okay, it measures 6 inches across, then you need 6 pounds that you would sprinkle underneath the canopy of foliage and scratch it in. Or you could punch some holes with a crowbar and put like a half a handful in each of the holes. But it will not burn, and you just work it into the soil so that the microbes that are there can get to it and break it down. And what's nice, because it's slow release and organic, it will activate the roots, the microbes, and it's wonderful, wonderful fertilizer that you can use any time of the year. Golf courses use Milorganite as a fertilizer for the grass during July and August. No other fertilizer will do that because they'll burn. So it's a good product. You can use it on bulbs. You can use it on everything. And if you have a problem with deer coming into your yard and you're going to a certain place, get some malarganite, sprinkle it like you would rock salt around this area, and the deer will leave. It's not labeled for that, but it works wonderful. Don, I think we can get one more in. What do you think?
I think you're right on the button on that idea there. We have Diana from Massachusetts, who has a question about her acorn and butternut squash.
Diana, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have an abundance of acorn and butternut squash, and the acorn squash is now a dark green. Should I be harvesting that?
The signal for you to harvest is when the stem that goes from the squash to the vine starts to turn brown. If the stem is still green, then that squash is going to get bigger. And I have seen winter squashes, which is acorn, buttercup, butternut, and all those big ones, blue Hubbard, green Hubbard, put on more volume, more weight, more size during September than they do the rest of the year because there's less stress on the foliage and the liquids that normally will escape as like transpiration stays in the squash and makes it bigger. So if it's brown, it looks dry, cut it, it's all done growing. If it's still green, leave it alone, it's going to get bigger. And if you pick it when it's green, what's going to happen is it will not keep during the winter. It will rot. So once the stem dries, the winter squash is able to sit dormant while the winter months are there. If you pick it when it's green, because it's not ripe, it has not adapted to the changes, it will not keep as a winter squash. It will slowly fall apart for you. So pick it when it's brown. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And come and see us at Highfield Hall.